cattle futures sold off hard on Monday in another wave of panic selling tied to announcement of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a person who worked closely with HPAI cows confirmed last week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of April. Cattle futures, already weakened by last week's lower cash fed cattle trade and lower choice wholesale beef values, crumbled on Monday with another round of panic selling tied to highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, in dairy cows linked to a rare case in humans. More about that momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of $4.91 lower, from 45 cents lower at the back to $6.10 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $6.91 lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Services. Last week, FOB live prices were $2 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $186 hundredweight. They were $2 to $3 lower in Kansas at $185 to $186, steady to $1 lower in Nebraska at $189 to $190, and $1 to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $188 to $190. Dressed delivered prices were steady to $3 lower in Nebraska at $299 to $302, and $2 to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $299 to $300. The five area weighted average FOB live steer price last week was $1.33 lower at $188.23. The weighted average dress delivered steer price was $2.64 lower at $299.49. Choice box beef cutout value was 98 cents lower Monday afternoon at $305.74 hundredweight. Select was $1.64 lower at $301.79. Turning to row crops, corn futures closed 1 to 6 cents lower through SEP of 25 and then mostly fractionally lower. Kansas City wheat futures closed mostly 5 to 9 cents lower, and soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 5 cents lower.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Nationwide last week, calves and feeder cattle sold from $3 a hundredweight lower to $3 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. AMS analysts note a snowstorm canceled some early week sales and slowed movement later in the week. That was reflected in the week's reported trade volume of 157,900 head at auction, video internet, and via direct trade. Prices were mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by CattleCurrent. Feeder steers weighing less than 525 pounds sold $10 to $30 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 5,431 head. Steers weighing more than 525 pounds sold $2 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers sold from $6 lower to $2 higher. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, steers and heifers of good quality sold mostly $4 to $8 higher in a light test. However, the bulk of the offering was plain quality and sold mostly steady. There are 3,500 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold sharply lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Steers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold mostly $9 to $11 higher, but $3 to $4 lower at 850 to 900 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 750 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher, and then $8 higher at 800 to 900 pounds. There are 2,999 head on offer. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder cattle sold from steady to $5 lower to steady to $5 higher in Kentucky. In Tennessee, feeder steers sold from steady to $2 higher, yearlings sold mostly $2 to $4 higher, and feeder heifers sold steady with firm undertones. Finally, feeder steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $8 lower in Arkansas. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $6 to $10 lower. Major U.S. financial indices closed mostly lower Monday amid rising Treasury yields. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 240 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 10 points lower, and the NASDAQ was up 17 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 13 cents to 54 cents higher through the front six contracts. As mentioned, on Monday, the Texas Department of State Health Services, or DSHS, reported the first human case of novel avian influenza in Texas. According to a statement, the patient became ill following contact with dairy cows presumed to be infected with avian influenza. The patient's primary symptom was conjunctivitis. Officials say avian influenza viruses have only rarely been transmitted from person to person. As such, the risk to the general public is believed to be low. However, people with close contact with affected animals suspected of having avian influenza have a higher risk of infection. Analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center provide some market perspective regarding last week's confirmation of HPAI in dairy cattle. That was before yesterday's announced link to human infection. According to LMIC analysts and the latest Livestock Monitor, public perception is of primary concern at the moment. So far, no trading partners have backed away from U.S. dairy products as a whole, but consumers may have a different view. This story has already been picked up by major U.S. media outlets and circulated. Public perception will also hinge on how the disease spreads within dairy herds and if virus mutations reach a level of public concern. At the moment, they explain, it does not appear to be transferable from cow to cow. However, it is entering migratory bird season, which increases the chance of wild birds interacting with domesticated animals. Points of transmission can be any shared spaces. As for production implications, LMIC analysts explain losses are expected to be significant and short-lived for infected cattle. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.